independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Happy birthday to you. It's our country too. Please go back to Russia. Because they own you.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. 71 years young. And apparently the Russians own him. I wonder what the Pootster got the president today. Melania's getting himself something special. Brown chicken, brown cow. Right, is that all you want? Some, just a can of whipped cream and Melania. It's on! Happy birthday, America! I love that, though. So they're out there protesting. It's the 71st birthday for the president. And they're out there protesting in front of Trump Towers, New York. And this woman says this. Now, mind you, today we have a Bernie supporter who Bernie's disavowed, a person who hates Trump and the GOP, has a huge disgust for the GOP, and believes that Donald Trump is a traitor and that they should all be taken out. And this lady says this.
He's bringing out the hatred. People feel like they can say whatever they want to say now and do whatever they want to do.
Well, first of all, you're allowed to say what you want to say, right? Now, do what you want to do within reason. I should be able to enjoy my life, and I should be able to say things I want to say. If you're offended by it, that's on you, lady. That's not on me. If I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater, that's on you. That's on you. The hatred? Hate just doesn't grow overnight. There's been a lot of people that are pissed and angry on both sides of the aisle for a long, long time. A long, long time. But I laugh at that. That's what we're allowed to do. We are allowed to voice our opinions. If you don't like it, that's on you. Stop leading with your feelings. Understand that in this country, we're allowed to have discourse, as ugly as some of it may be. We're allowed to voice our opinions as much as you don't like it. That Constitution protects the speech you don't like, not the speech you do, because if it was up to you and many people out there on the left, I have news for you. You'd want to shut everybody down. You already do it through guilt and through bullying on social media. If you want to go after somebody, you go ahead and you do it. But that's what we should be allowed to do. We should be able to have discourse without guns, right? Like this clown today. But it's amazing. Man, it's amazing that people just, I love the, let's hear the happy birthday again. In unison, too. It's just, wow, horrible.
Happy birthday to you. It's our country too. Please go back to Russia because they own you.
Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Speaking of Russia, the investigation, according to the WAPO, they are now investigating Trump for obstruction of justice, the new special counsel is. I don't know. This is what it is. And the thing is, no matter what they find, one side of the aisle, one group of supporters isn't going to believe it. Right? They're not going to believe it. Tomorrow, next week, a month from now, Bob Mueller comes out and says, hey, we did our due diligence. We searched down. We looked left. We looked right. We picked up every rock. We looked up underneath things. We dug stuff up. We went places we probably shouldn't have gone. We chased every shadow, went down every rabbit hole, and we found no obstruction of justice. And the people on the left are going to be like, it's a lie. He could come out and say the exact same thing and said, we have found evidence that Donald Trump colluded with or obstructed justice or did whatever. People in the right, it's a lie. It doesn't matter. All the while, stuff that matters isn't getting did. All the while, healthcare's dead. Healthcare's dead. And it's not getting better. That should piss you off. Why politics matter? In truth, politics should matter in your everyday life. But because they have gotten into every aspect of our life, it ends up mattering more than it should. Because they're in every nook and cranny. Whether it's locally, which affects you more, or nationally, which does affect you, but not nearly as much as locally, or at the state level. It's frustrating as hell. They have gotten into every aspect of our life. That's frustrating. It should frustrate the hell out of you, frustrates the hell out of me. But here we are investigating Russia. Fine. We're investigating obstruction of justice. Go ahead. But I'm going to tell you what both sides are going to say. So there you go. One side's not going to believe it. If they find some obstruction of justice, according to Bob Mueller, the other side isn't going to believe it if they don't. All the while, what do we have? Looking around, healthcare's pretty much dead. And if there is anything to emerge from here that's not mean, as the president calls it, because he doesn't want a mean bill, he wants something a little bit nicer, something that's fairer, as he called it yesterday. Doesn't want a mean bill, wants it to be good for everybody. I just sat there and thought, what? What is this? A mean bill? What does even a mean bill mean? But, you know, it's everybody's going to be happy.
I'm going to come out with a real bill, not Obamacare. Generous, kind, with heart. That's what I'm saying. And the results are going to be fantastic, and hopefully it'll be announced at the appropriate time, and everyone's going to be happy.
Hopefully. Sounds like fun. Hopefully it's going to be announced at the appropriate time. Like, because sometimes stuff gets announced at the most inappropriate time, right? Like big bills. Well, you did it on a Tuesday at 2 in the morning. That's silly. But healthcare, they shouldn't be in our life the way they are, but they've made it so. So they're in our lives. Now what? Now we got to deal with it. And you broke it. And the Democrats, you guys sat around, right? Scratching your asses, laughing as it all went to hell in a handbasket, fighting tooth and nail. Republicans, you screamed and yelled the entire time, not trying to figure out when to make it better, saying we're going to repeal and replace. Lo and behold, the Democrats didn't repeal and replace. It took you a long time, and you repealed and replaced the start of something that looks very similar to the thing we have now, which isn't helping people. Then you kicked it down to the Senate. The Senate's going to go, and they're going to flounder around with it. And if and when it gets done, it's probably going to look nothing like the thing that a lot of people think, well, we need to try something. And who's it going to help? Curious. But you guys had to get in our business. You had to get in the business. Got to. Overreach. In. Government's like one of those, I'm going to get under the covers with you. I don't want you to. No, I'm going to. Frustrating. Very frustrating. And you wonder why we're pissed. And we're pissed for a lot of reasons, right? Some people are pissed at all of you. I'm frustrated. Not pissed. Not angry. I'm frustrated. I expect better. But that's a lot of it's on us because we need to put better people there. A lot of it is on us. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Summertime, in the summertime, it's here. We're going to be driving out there, putting along. It's hot. Ugh. You're going places. Kids screaming in the back. That's what we do. That's part of Americana, right? You know what ruins summertime drives like that? Your car dies. Something goes wrong with the engine. Then you panic, you worry, what am I going to do? Well, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get extended vehicle service protection from CarShield like I did. Peace of mind. 24/7 roadside assistance. You choose the mechanic of your choice to take care of your car. They pay the mechanic directly. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get a rental car as well while your car's in the shop. We know what it costs for engines. $5,000. Transmission, $2,000. People ask me, Chad, is it just for your engine and stuff? No. What about all the computer stuff in there, your GPS, all the electronics? Even a simple repair costs you $1,000. Those sensors are expensive. CarShield takes care of it for you. Peace of mind. It's amazing to know your car's actually watched out by a company that cares. That's what's great about CarShield. You don't have to worry about it. They take care of the mechanic directly. They pick you up. Take your car to that mechanic, and you get a rental car while yours is in the shop. What's not to love? Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit CarShield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
No need to sit there foaming at the mouth. Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Woo, now doesn't that feel better?
Kathy Griffin, you know, name between the Nazi, the heads, the Julius Caesar in the park.
Ah, so you got people protesting Trump on one side of the street, people supporting Trump on the other side of the street. Happy birthday, Mr. President, 71 years young. Remember, you're not supposed to be allowed to say things because it's all about him and hate. You know people are going to start blaming you for this. I've seen posts about it, but it's going to get more and more. People are going to blame him for the shooting today, that it was his rhetoric and his hate and discourse that made people this angry. So they had to feel they had to take action. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. And last hour, we touched on Venezuela and the failing socialist ideas that they've had there that's been there for well over a decade and is continuing to crumble as we speak, as people are, well, they can't afford things like diapers because there is no diapers. And it's ridiculous. And there are people out there who still think, hey, this is a great idea. It's a wonderful idea. How can we make this work? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Roger and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's up? You want to talk about Yugoslavia?
Yugoslavia, years ago, back before the war, right, back in the 80s, early 80s, I went to Yugoslavia on an exchange program. And not one of the places you want to go on an exchange program normally, but I experienced the land where socialism works. That's what it was called at the time. And I happened to meet someone there whose father had started, who'd been to America and learned the restaurant business and come back to Sarajevo and started his own restaurant and built it from the ground up, built the second story with offices and a little apartment for his family, and then a third story with a big apartment for his family. And when, you know, the World War II was winding down and the communists in Yugoslavia were taking over, they basically told everybody that the fascists or the Nazis were in charge of the big industries and they were going to nationalize those. But not to worry, the smaller businesses, you know, they weren't going to touch them. They were loyal Yugoslavs. Well, after a couple of years, then they nationalized all the big industries, the coal mines and railroads and all that. And then, lo and behold, they discovered that there were Nazis, fascists, whatever, in the smaller factories, shoe factories and auto parts factories and that sort of thing. But not to worry. We're only going to nationalize those and not the small shops and
yeah, but Roger, you were there at a time when they had what they called Titoism, who was their great leader at the time, and which, by the way, it crumbled tremendously. He did manage to bring some stability for a little while. He allowed business ownership and he tried to do stuff that was not based on the Soviet style of the Eastern blocs at the time. and Tito did some stuff, and it really started to fall apart, though, quick. And when it did, and it did fall apart, then it then after that, that, you know, what was his name? Mihailovic or Miloskovic moved in, and it was just, it was, became the mad war. Yeah, Milosevic and the butcher. But Titoism was far different. He wanted it. In fact, it was, I would say, it was a precursor to what we see as communism today in China, which is freedoms as far as financial, but still crack down on a lot of the other stuff when it comes to your freedoms of thought and your freedoms to do the things that we enjoy here, like protesting.
No, Chad. No, no. That's not it at all. What Tito did was, He navigated a course between the East and West and got money from both. Okay, and he also helped.
Yes, that I do know.
Movement. So that he could have freedom in his own country, but the kind of stability that he had in Yugoslavia was the kind of stability that the mafia has over their people. It was tyranny and nothing but. Okay, and so. I mean, the first principle of socialism, Chad, is that that private property is the root of all evil. Okay, so tell that to your buddies who like their pickup trucks and their boats and that, you know, and they think that socialism is good in theory. The theory of socialism is that nobody has any private property, and the government manages everything for everybody and decides who has what. And
yeah.
Second of all,
well, Tito allowed a lot of freedoms that other people don't. China's allowing a lot of freedoms that other communist countries no longer allow. They allow movement. They allow free trade. They allow a lot of stuff. I would say that's a lot of precursor. Tito, I mean, in the end, it didn't matter. It crumbled like it seems to everywhere. It fell apart. Roger, we got to jump. I appreciate it. We got a hard break here. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Hate and anger today in Alexandria, Virginia. We'll touch on that. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's how they played baseball today. And it was more run and hide in D.C. Horrible situation. Steve Scalise, the majority whip, was shot in the hip. He is in critical condition. A few other people were shot. Secondary wounds for two others. Capitol Police were on hand immediately because he is the majority whip, which means he is third in line to be, as far as successor. You've got Pence, you'd have Ryan, then you'd have the majority whip, which is Steve Scalise, congressman for Louisiana. And so because he is third, there is and part of the leadership, he gets a little bit of protection. I'm surprised how you would think when all of these guys and gals were somewhere that they would have more protection or some protection, at least one off-duty person saying, look, you know, we want you over here today. They're going to play, you know, somebody should be there. But no, there wasn't. If it wasn't for Steve Scalise being there today, it would have probably been a lot worse.
Everybody probably would have died except for the fact that the Capitol Hill police were there. And the only reason they were there is because we had a member of leadership on our team.
That's it. That is it. That's the only reason. So you got a guy with a high-powered rifle, handgun, firing off umpteen shots. But there were two Capitol police. They returned fire, eventually taking the assailant down, and he passed away at the hospital, died because of his injuries. And then the finger pointing happens. Who is it? What did he do? What is he about? we need to know these kind of things. Well, he is a dead man, so that's a good thing, because he is a sick, twisted individual who allowed politics to seep into his life, that he took action against the GOP, and who knows, could have been the president. This guy, it was a, you know, he had sat around, I'm sure, and stewed forever and a day about politics, about the evil of the right wing, about how his world was horrible and that this is the only way things could get done. This is the only way things could be handled. And he went and he did it. And it's disgusting and it's horrible. It is. Partisan politics, though. That's where we're at in this country. Partisan politics. And because of the access to one another that we have never had before in our lives, we can be louder. We can be more boisterous. We can be more angry. We can be more opinionated. And we can be more in your face, which causes people to get pissed off and upset even more. And it causes this person to let this stew, to victimize himself because he's got a party saying, it's not your fault. Somebody else's fault, just like the other party says, it's not your fault, it's somebody else's fault. And he took it a step further. He took it a step further. And he went and he tried to, you know, I mean, when you're shooting as many rounds as this wasn't warning shots. He was trying to kill people. These weren't warning shots. I'm going to shoot them in the air and scare them. He was trying to kill people. And if it wasn't for those officers, if it wasn't for the fact that they were armed and they could return fire, this would have been a day that we may be looking back that had changed a lot in this country. Fortunately, at least as now, only he is the only fatality. Hopefully, Steve Scalise will recover again. He is in the hospital in critical condition. He had to undergo surgery today. So, you know, one of these things where the hate and the disgust and it's out there, people on both sides. Don't tell me it's not. And we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed ourselves to get into, to let politics seep into our lives and to get angry over the way that people look at politicians and react to politicians. And somehow we take it on our shoulders to, oh, yeah, I agree with this person and that person. Let me tell you why. And here's my opinion. I don't care what you have to say. And you know what's sad is these people in D.C., right? These people in your local town, these people in your state. How do they get to where they are? They demonize and create monsters where there are no monsters. The other side is the reason your life sucks. The other side is the reason that you're not going to have what you have right now because they're going to come into power and take it away. And they don't want to work together because if they're seen working together, that's the enemy. And if you help the enemy do good things, guess what happens? You may lose your job. Yeah. They're in it to win it. So if you create dragons, as these people do, then they say, guess what? There's a dragon over here, and it's evil, and it's bad, and it's here to take all your money and give it to everybody else. Or there's a dragon over here, and it's evil, and it's bad, and these people over here are going to give all the money and all the breaks to their rich friends. But there's a dragon slayer, and that's me. And they're like, oh, we'll hire you. That's what they do. They create monsters where there are none. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. So what we're hearing now as the news is breaking a little while ago is the Washington Post is reporting that Bob Mueller and the super special investigation unit that is overlooking all of the Russia stuff is apparently looking into obstruction of justice charges against the president. That, according to the Washington Post. How real is that? I don't know. I don't know about any of this stuff. Like, I have friends in places, and they'll text me, and they'll give me some stuff here, and they'll give me some stuff there, and we joke a bit. And, you know, it's They're real. You know, I got my sources. You're in this business long enough and you do this, you find people that are chummy with, and they, you know, I listen to your show, you make me laugh and stuff. They'll throw me stuff every now and then. I don't know how real a lot of this stuff is. Of course they're investigating. Is that the whole point of the investigation? Besides just the Russia thing, they're looking into everything from top to bottom that would include an obstruction of justice, according to Comey and how he took it. Doesn't mean you're going to get it, but it goes to show you that this is where this is going. And I don't know if there is going to be a fair go of it for this president. I've been very critical of this president on more than one occasion, and will continue to do so when I see the reason to do it. But I look at this and I say, you know, you got a lot of people on here that were donors. While it's not huge money, you still donated a lot of money to the left side of the aisle, to left side campaigns. You worked within left side administrations, I don't know if you can get a fair shake. You know, you're supposed to be on it. You know, you're bipartisan. You're not bipartisan. You're unbiased. Look, straight down the middle is what you're supposed to do. There's not going to be any bias whatsoever. It's none of that stuff. But we're human beings, right? And I think it's a fair question. It's like, how can he get a fair shake when you've got somebody who's friendly with Mueller and Comey, when you've got some, you know, groups that have received money from the people on, you know, this committee or investigation team that have given money to the left and not really given any money to the right. And you're supposed to, and you got a lot of bureaucrats that have been around there for a long time. It's, I don't know if you can get a fair shake. I'd like to think so. I would like to think he's going to get a fair shake, but I couldn't tell you for certain if he is. I couldn't tell you for certain. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a crazy day, man. You just don't know. It is. I have never been in a situation like now where every day it's something new. Every day there is something new, and it's something slick, and it's something big, and it's something bold, and it's the flavor of the moment. If this was television and these were TV shows, their shelf life would be like a half a season. It would be huge, and then we're on to something new. But it's quick in succession. It's something every day. Yesterday was Sessions, and you had the shooting in the morning, and by the afternoon, all of a sudden, here we go. We're going to be looking deep into what could potentially be obstruction of justice for the president. Tomorrow's going to bring who knows what. Who knows what? They're going to play that game. They'll look bipartisan tomorrow. They'll shake hands, and they're going to go play that congressional baseball game tomorrow night at Nats Park and Nationals Park, and hopefully they raise a couple $1 million. And I want to see how people come together tomorrow night as the Dems and the Republicans go out there and do this great thing for charity after the shooting today. But then, you know, it's going to be back to work on Friday. It's going to be absolutely back to work on Friday. And it's going to be back to pointing fingers. It's going to be back to, you know what, this and you know what, that. What about here? What about there? And you did this and Sessions did that. And I need to know this. All the while, people like you and I are still trying to figure out, you guys going to actually do anything, or are you just going to point fingers at one another and pretend like you can get stuff done? I'm just curious. Because you guys have elections coming up. Just putting it out there. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Some people are texting in about, you know, socialism. Well, socialism, they're always looking for a place that it works, and it doesn't work. And when they do try to make it work, it's got to be some variation of something other than, right? Like, okay, well, it's socialism, but we're going to allow free-form capitalism in there as well. So I was like, well, okay, wait a minute, what? So, it's socialism in this form right here. It's socialism in this form, but we have to change it. And Anthony said something. He goes, yeah, socialism will work if you can get rid of greed. And I said, it's not even just about greed. It's about if you can get rid of if you can have perfect humans that all work the exact same, that all put in the same amount of time, and that all want nothing more than what they'll be provided, not based on their output or input, just what's deemed fair by an overseer. There you go. You've got it. You know what those are called? Rope. There you go. Socialism will be here because of robots. That's it. Period. I mean, and if you have to try to go all over the place to find a play, oh, what about Yugoslavia? Well, what about this? What about this variation here? It doesn't work. It sounds great, but it doesn't work. It doesn't. The greatest thing in the world that we have is the democracy that we live in with the three co-equal branches of government and capitalism. And even now, those three equal branches love to get in the way of the capitalist. But that's the best of all. Show me the West. I'll show you the best. The best of what everybody else wants to have. But they'll try to do it their way. It's the system, it's the system, it's the system. Follow the system, it works. Follow the system, it works. Follow the system, it works. You can try to tinker here and tinker there and make some improvements. But that's what happens. When you've got this great system, human beings, even in our system, we flub it up because human beings are involved. It's the system. Let the system work. Watch what happens. Let the system work. Watch what can take place. Let the system work. Watch what people can do. It's crazy. It's crazy out there, kids. Crazy. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. So the other big news of the day, big news, because enough of the other crap that, you know what, it's just can wear on you at times, is Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather have picked a fight time, place, date, August 26th, Saturday it is, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, will host these two battlers, if you will, these two gladiators. It's going to be boxing rules. You can't have anything but boxing rules. So you've got Conor McGregor, the biggest draw in MMA and arguably the greatest athlete and fighter in MMA, pound for pound. You've got Conor McGregor going up against Floyd Money Mayweather, who pound for pound in his day is long since gone, but he's still a more than formidable opponent and still an amazing athlete, and he's still undefeated, 49-0, will be taking on McGregor in boxing rules, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, this is big for boxing in two ways. Boxing needs a shot in the arm. It's no longer the sport it once was. The Alis, the Sugar Rays, the even the Roy Jones Juniors, those days are gone. A younger generation has come in, and they like MMA. And guess what? Another younger generation, I've got news for you, football, baseball, another younger generation likes soccer, and they like video games. So don't be surprised in 20, 30 years if those are the top sports we have in this country. I know that sounds strange, but I'll tell you what, at the turn of the last century, cribbage and horse racing were like the two biggest sports.
I love playing cribbage.
Yeah. There are three horse races that people pay attention to, and you like to play cribbage. So don't be surprised that these sports that were once the kings stick around for a little while and will probably not go anywhere, but they're not what they once were. and MMA has come along, and it's now, you know, overtaken boxing. It is, for several reasons. One, it's entertaining. It appeals to a younger generation. The other part is, too, boxing is so fractured, where MMA, they have and own, essentially, the fighters. So they choose the fights. They say, you're the best, you fight. Boxing has 25 organizations. Everybody wants to get paid. You fight, I fight, maybe, and you fight 5 years past your prime when both of you are looking for a paycheck. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Right now, I've got to pull up 50-50 on who will win, Mayweather or McGregor. Check it out at Chad Benson Show. Check out the new website, looking slick and cool, chadbensonshow.com. Grab your podcast there, as well as iTunes and anywhere it's available in great stores across the American country and the world. You can email us, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program always, 323-538-2423. A difficult and odd day today, but as Americans, we will get through this and prevail as we always do. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your night. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. Night, night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.